WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. I'm always fired up to dive into these conversations about emotional mastery and self-control because let's face it, life can get pretty hectic. Between deadlines, relationships, social media pressure, you name it, sometimes our inner peace takes a serious hit. Today, we're tackling something truly powerful, cultivating self-acceptance and love. Now, I know what you might be thinking sounds super cheesy, right? But stick with me for a second. Self-acceptance isn't about becoming complacent or ignoring your flaws. It's about embracing the whole package, the good, the bad, and everything in between. It's recognizing that you are worthy of love and respect just as you are, imperfections and all. So, why is this so crucial? Because when you accept yourself fully, you open the door to a world of possibilities. Imagine being free from the constant need for external validation, unshackled by the chains of self-criticism. Here's the thing. We spend way too much time beating ourselves up over perceived shortcomings. Ever felt like that inner critic is just louder than your own voice? You know that feeling when you compare yourself to others, and suddenly you're riddled with doubt? That's the ego playing tricks on us, trying to keep us small. But here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate self-acceptance and love. 1. Practice radical honesty. This means being brutally honest with yourself about your thoughts, feelings, and actions, no sugarcoating. When we suppress our true selves, we create internal conflict that can lead to anxiety and unhappiness. So take a deep breath, acknowledge those uncomfortable emotions, and don't judge yourself for having them. Remember, it's okay to not be okay sometimes. 2. Challenge negative self-talk. That inner critic is a sneaky beast. It whispers doubts and insecurities in your ear, making you question your worthiness. But guess what? You have the power to silence it. The next time you catch yourself thinking negatively, ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? Most likely, it's just fear disguised as a fact. 3. Celebrate your uniqueness. Stop trying to fit into a mold that doesn't belong to you. Embrace your quirks, your passions, and everything that makes you different. The world needs your unique perspective. Don't be afraid to shine brightly. 4. Practice gratitude. Shift your focus from what you lack to what you have. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a heartfelt conversation, these moments of joy can make all the difference. Remember, gratitude is a powerful tool for cultivating happiness and contentment. 5. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer to a dear friend. Forgive yourself for your mistakes, learn from them, and move on. Remember, you're human, you're going to stumble sometimes. That's part of the journey. Now, let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She was constantly putting herself down, comparing her life to others on social media, and feeling inadequate. But she finally decided to take a step back, practice some self-compassion, and focus on her own strengths. She started journaling, expressing her gratitude for the good things in her life, and engaging in activities that brought her joy. Slowly but surely, Sarah's confidence grew, and she started to see herself in a new light. She realized that her worth wasn't defined by external validation or comparisons, it came from within. She embraced her unique qualities, and guess what? People around her noticed the shift. Her energy became more positive, and she attracted genuine connections based on mutual respect and acceptance. So, how can you start cultivating self-acceptance and love in your own life? Start by identifying those negative thought patterns and challenging them. Practice gratitude daily, focusing on the good things that surround you. And most importantly, treat yourself with kindness and compassion. Remember, you deserve it. This journey isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and keep moving forward. Remember, self-acceptance is a gift you give yourself, a gift that will unlock a world of possibilities and bring you lasting happiness. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you've started practicing self-acceptance in your own life? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Don't forget to subscribe to The Balanced Stoic so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with practical wisdom for a happier, more fulfilling life. See you next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.